If you drive all 300 miles of U.S. Highway 550, you'll pass in and out of tribal land more than a dozen times, including this stretch in northern New Mexico.
You're on Pueblo of Zia, U.S. 550 mile marker 18.
That's Jerome Lucero, governor of the Zia Pueblo and also one of its police officers. He says this highway gives his department a lot of trouble because tribal officers don't always have jurisdiction over travelers here.
Yes, I have to take it into consideration if they're native or non-native.
This is a problem for tribal law enforcement across the U.S. who don't have the same policing authority as non-tribal cops. Because of a 1978 Supreme Court decision, their authority to detain and investigate non-natives for committing crimes on reservations is extremely limited. To explain, Lucero tells me about a recent traffic stop when a driver was going 30 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. When he approached, the driver's pupils looked like tiny dots and he was acting strangely.
I could see visually that he had heroin and the middle console on top with a bunch of syringes in his door and stuff.
Normally, this would add up to probable cause to arrest him for driving while intoxicated. But because the driver was non-native and Lucero was a tribal officer, he didn't have the authority even to detain him. Lucero had to call for backup from non-tribal law enforcement.
County didn't even want to come up. They just flat out said that they were busy.
Lucero couldn't arrest the driver himself, so after 4 hours of waiting, he was out of options. Lucero impounded the man's car and dropped him in the off-reservation town of Bernalillo.
He was a free man.
Situations like this aren't unique in Indian country. This year, a similar case came before the United States Supreme Court, this time from the Crow Reservation in southern Montana. Joel Williams is with the Native American Rights Fund. He says this case started with a Crow tribal police officer who approached a pickup truck that was parked on the shoulder of a remote stretch of highway. It was 1 o'clock in the morning.
The police officer noticed that there was a child in the back seat, firearms in the front seat.
He says that the driver, named Joshua Cooley, seemed to be intoxicated. So the Crow officer detained him, and while he was waiting for a county officer to come make the arrest,
he found what appeared to be methamphetamine and a pipe in the vehicle.
Cooley was indicted on federal drug and weapons charges, but because he was not a tribal citizen, a district court judge threw out the evidence collected by the tribal officer. The officer lacked jurisdiction, the court ruled. The case went to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which agreed. William says the ruling makes things worse for tribal police officers.
Now, unless they're actually witnessing a crime occurring, essentially, then they're not going to have that authority.
William says it widens an existing law enforcement loophole for crimes from burglary to domestic violence.
Gosh, that really poses a very serious public safety issue.
Before the Supreme Court, attorneys for the driver, Joshua Cooley, argued that loophole shouldn't be his problem. Attorney Eric Henkel said non-natives shouldn't be subject to Crow tribal government authority or policing.
If Mr. Cooley's civil rights are violated here, there's nothing he can do because of tribal sovereign immunity and this all occurring outside the structure of the Constitution.
If the court upholds the Ninth Circuit ruling, it will make it even more difficult for tribal officers across the country to police non-natives. But even if the court rules the other way, it doesn't mean tribal police will gain new authority. It would likely take an act of Congress to solve this problem. That's what Officer Lucero, the governor of Zia Pueblo, wants to see.
We don't have jurisdiction here on our reservation, but when us Native Americans get off the reservation, they have full jurisdiction over us. So what's the difference? Makes my heart sad to see that happening to us Native Americans.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on this case sometime this month. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.